Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. What a blessing it is that you have joined me on today, all sons and daughters day. And I certainly hope that you are elated and praising the Lord for everything that he's doing right now in your life, in this new decade, in this new century. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on the Stars of Heaven Network 9/2020. And as always, I'm getting excited to come to praise the Lord with you, break bread with you, and share with you everything the Lord is saying and doing. And I am excited to do that in the Mesorah of God. Hallelujah. As love is the axle that keeps my universal world spinning. Yes, love is the axle. That's the thing I hang everything on. As Jesus said, on these two laws hang the prophet and the law, love. So, hope you're loving today, and I hope you're fulfilling the law of God. And most importantly, I hope you're being fulfilled by love, which never fails. Hallelujah. Now, I am excited to be here with you today to share with you and give prophetic voice to the Bride of Christ Women's Ministry's prophetic wheel calendar alignment. And for those of you who follow me at this time, as the new solar, the new equinox comes in, the new season comes in, I do an alignment to help you get aligned with the universe and keep you flowing in the things of God in your life. And that first comes by you being in right standing with God. I have to say that because many people feel that and believe that they can be any kind of way and the universe is for you. Not so. Just like God has his laws, the universal laws are in full effect. And law of reciprocity, karma and all that stuff is real. So I hope, and first and foremost, that you are at peace with God. You have been redeemed. You're saved today by way of your confession of your sins, way of baptism, the blood of Jesus, and by way of the cross of Calvary, and just a simple redemptive work of Christ, which is the death, burial, and resurrection. So if you're saved today, hallelujah. If not, you say, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So if you're not saved, all it takes is a simple prayer. According to Romans, the 8th chapter, he said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And from the moment of your confession of that, you are saved. And that's not by your feelings. That's by faith. Hallelujah. So you can do that anytime. Hallelujah. Heaven hears, knows, universe hears, knows, sees everything. Seven spirits of God always watching. So I hope that you are safe today. But I'm going to get right into it because I have a lot to get to today. In this new equinox that we have, we're entering to. And again, I wanted to come today by way of the Stars of Heaven Network 9 to declare it. And I'm really excited to do that as the Lord really has taken me to another level, received another elevation, another illumination of His glory. So I'm just going to quickly just share with you the things that He's just declaring in this 20th century. This new year, this new decade, which has been about His glory. His glory, glory, glory. And that is one of the reasons why I birthed Stars of Heaven Network, is to help you understand how not only does God work when it comes to unveiling His glory, but how the universe unveils God's glory as well as all His creation. And when He gave me the word this year about the glory invasion, He was saying that that's something that we're going to have to really be able to discern and ID, which is His glory. And that's one of the things that He gave me in birthing the Stars of Heaven Network 9 and elevating it, that there's a greater glory that's being unveiled upon His church and His bride and in the earth realm. And the thing about understanding how that unveils and unveils and reveals itself in your life is understanding how to identify the true glory of God. Hallelujah, the true glory of God. Because as I gave you First Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, where Paul is talking about different glories, it's important to understand how to discern God's glory, because although the Lord created all the stars, He called them all by name, it's important to know that we have dawn stars or falling stars, and that's going to be the prevailing theme this whole year and moving forward is discerning the true glory of God. And we don't want to get it twisted when it comes to identifying what glory is saying what. Because, again, Satan is a fallen angel. He has his dawn stars. He has those who have been illuminated by the enemy, by Satan, and pass that illumination off as godly when it's completely contrary based on the flesh. So quickly, I'm just going to touch on 1 Corinthians, where Apostle Paul was saying just that, that the glory of God is revealed by way of this our seed falling in the ground and dying, and it being raised again in the incorruptible. And so that's the most important thing to understand about God's glory, the true glory of God, is that it is revealed in the newness of life. It's revealed in the seed that was Christ, that had fallen into the ground and died. And as he said, to every seed his own body. And that which thou sowest not in the body, that it shall be but bare grain. It might chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it pleased him. Amen. And to every seed his own body. And he goes on to say that all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another of flesh, another of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. So we need to maybe identify why a thing is beaming, why it's shining. There's different types of glory, different type of manifestation. And he's talking about the celestial bodies and the terrestrial bodies. And whether it's celestial or terrestrial, there is just one glory, and that's of God through his son, Jesus Christ. So this year is going to be really important how you protect your eye gate, what you gaze upon, what you praise, because it's the old saying, everything that glitters is not gold. And that's one of the things that the enemy tries to use in distracting us from worshiping God in spirit and truth, is with these distractions that's in the earth realm that comes by way of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye of life, and the pride of life. And as he said, as the word of God says, as God declared, no flesh will glory in his sight. Amen. So I wanted to touch on that about you understanding how to discern that thing that you're gazing upon, the thing that has captured your attention, the thing that's exalting itself, even the thing that tries to intrude and invade in your life, because that's one manifestation that you'll know that something is not of God when it's not in order, when it tries to intrude or try to use up authority over your life. When it's an interloper, it tries to put itself and make itself known in your life without your permission, without relationship, without purpose. So that's one telling sign. And so one of the things that I'm excited about in this new year is really gaining, and even now, as I'm going deeper in my spirituality, how I'm gaining a greater understanding on how God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah, he's doing a new thing in the earth realm, and how he's keeping my prophetic wheel spinning by way of not only love, but his purpose, his passion, his fire, and the universe supports that. So I'm praising God for you, and I'm praying that the original plan of God for your life will be fulfilled by his zeal, by his power, by your obedience. And truly, all of that is going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And that's another reason why I want to give you 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 17th to 18th verse. Because he says, now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Everything God does is to set us free, to give us freedom and liberty. So, that's one thing that the Shekinah glory will do. It will come and set you free. Amen? Now, one of the things that he was saying to me and reminded me of our reward from him, the reward of the Lord, is that he said, he that overcometh will he give the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. To he that overcometh will I give the bright and morning star. And so understanding that overcoming is given to us by God, his power, by us following his instructions on how to overcome, which entails taking the reins, knowing how to navigate the reins, do the terrain in different phases of your life, and receiving that bright morning star is given by God. And that's another thing you have to be able to identify when something is shining and it's based on the flesh. And based on the things of this world. Because, again, God's glory is not based on the things of this world. It's illumination. It's his express image bestowed upon us by way of being his. Amen. And overcoming those things by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. All by his unmerited favor. Amen. And that's why the psalmist said, by this I know that thou favorest me, that my enemies do not triumph over me. Hallelujah. So here's to the favor of God in your life, and you beholding him face to face, and you going from glory to glory by his spirit and by his express image. Hallelujah. Now, having said all that, I want to now get into the prophetic alignment for this month. And one of the things that I share with you is that although I'm not going to be doing a prophetic expression or offering, I still want to share my inspiration that came from Kaf, Shevet, which is the month of the 11th month in February, according to the Gregorian calendar. And again, one of the things that this month entails and speaks of is understanding its meaning. First, by the number 11, which speaks of divine spirituality, divine elevation. 11 is a very a prophetic number, and it's a cuff number because it could go both ways. It could be between greatness or self-destruction. And that's why it's really important to be careful how we handle the things of God and not try to use the things of God in the flesh. As the word of God said, it's he that made us and not we ourselves. And everything about God, everything about what he's given us, was designed to reflect him and his glory. And the thing about personal growth and elevation is making sure that it's him that is opening up our understanding. It's him that granted us the ability to evolve and grow. Because as I often say, where can you go from you? Where can you go from you? There's no growth from you. You know, so I'm happy to declare that. And one of the things that this one also speaks to is the unknown. The unknown. And that's a wonderful thing because that speaks of birthing and what is yet to be developed, what is yet in development. Now, calf is a picture of an arm. In the ancient picture language meaning, and I so love that because God still today speaks to us through picture language. And that was fulfilled and demonstrated by Jesus. When he spoke in parables. He used everything about creation to give us understanding on what the kingdom was like. From him spitting on the ground in the mud, by cursing his fig tree. He used everything. He used creation and parables to give us an understanding on what it's saying. So ancient picture language is prophetic, and it still works today, and that's why it's so important for us to have clear sight. That's why we have to make sure that our gate is staying clear and making sure that we're not gazing upon anything that will try to bewitch us or blind us from the truth. So I just wanted to kind of expound on that, about understanding your prophetic vision, how God communicates with you in his language, in your language. Since we all have our spiritual language, God understands and knows how to minister to us. And my prayer is that you will allow him to develop your language, whatever it is, whether you're a visual learner, however it is, that you will allow him to commune with you in the way that only he knows how. Now, it also means to cast, means to cover, to allow. It is the arm of the open right hand of God. Hallelujah. Now, the previous season, which represented Yod, is the right hand being closed. And so with God's right hand being open, which it always is, but his arm and his hand being open right now is, says, okay, a new beginning, a fresh start. And for that, I wanted to include Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, where he says, who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. Amen. So, again, you have to know and discern who has the true testimony of Jesus Christ. Hopefully that's you. Hopefully that's you. Now, I'm going to go down to, you can read all of Isaiah in your own time, but I just want to include that as one of the things that he was saying in understanding how he will manifest himself. And how he said he should grow up before him as a tender plant and as out of root, out of dry ground. And understanding that he had no form of comeliness when we shall see him. There's no beauty that we should desire him. And I want to just touch on that real quick before I move forward, because the thing about understanding God's glory, being able to identify who he is being spiritually awakened, having a relationship with him, knowing him by way of being God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and understanding that he's not coming to us. He's not knocking the door of our hearts according to our flesh. He's communing with us now, being the sheep of his pasture, being heirs of salvation. So be careful this year not to reject him because he's not coming the way you want him to come, or he's not, or the people that you meet is not tickling your fancy, or may not be your cup of tea. This is about fulfillment of God's promise, and what we should be focusing on is what he's saying to us eternally, spiritually, according to his will. So I wanted to add that he has no comeliness and no desire that means you desire him in the flesh. Amen. He said, I'm a spirit, and those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Amen. Now, I'm really excited to celebrate this first alignment, which is the new year of trees. So I'm excited to celebrate this because being a tree hugger, that's why I wanted to praise the Lord for all tree huggers, because being a tree hugger is awesome. It really is. And this new year celebrates trees. And as you know, the Word of God speaks a lot about trees. It says we are trees of righteousness. The tree of life is in the midst of paradise. And not only the tree of life, but the fountain of God is in the midst of paradise. So this prophetic alignment was really special. It was lengthy, as most of my alignments are. And this one was really extra lengthy. And I tell you, I was just praising God as I was allowing him to minister me and put it together. And I was like saying, like, Lord, the zeal of your house have eaten me up. The zeal of your house have eaten me up. And I'm like, I love it. I wouldn't have any other way. So I was just excited to hear everything he was saying to me, and me being the first partaker of this, and him saying that he wanted me to focus on and celebrate the paradise of God, which celebrates
the tree of knowledge, the fountain that's in the midst of paradise, as well as the vow, which represents the constellation in February, which is Aquarius. Now, I'm going to get into that in a minute, but I want to go back up and just expound a little bit on the paradise of God, because, again, this is where everything happens, everything illuminates from. This is the new place where I live, where we dwell, which is in the Holy of Holies. And the paradise of God is very real. It's the new creation of God. It's the new Jerusalem, the holy city. And, again, it's from this place and from that place that we receive our help, our intercession, our fellowship, our joy, all those wonderful things. And, again, he said in Revelation, which a lot of my supporting scriptures is coming from Revelation. He said in verse Revelation, the second chapter, the seventh verse, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise. So it's really important as we celebrate trees, understanding that that's where we eat from. Amen. And again, you have to be careful in moving forward and not only making sure you eat from the right tree, but making sure that the fruit of it is good. Amen. Because from the tree of life is nothing but good fruit. And that is going to depend upon your appetite. As I've been saying for years, your appetite. And I've included scriptures for that as well, from Proverbs and from Psalms. And making sure that when you come into a partnership or any partnership in alignment that you have this year, making sure that they're of God and that you know and in whom you are partaking with. And that depends on your appetite. And you must remember what Jesus said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So it's being hungry for righteousness you're going to be filled. And he said, take, eat, this is my body that was broken for you, and this is my blood that was shed for you. So partaking of the body, which is the bread of life, and the wine, which is represented by the blood of Jesus, will fill us. Amen. And so I want to include Proverbs for this, because he gave me this in speaking to leaders and those of us and anything that we're going to be doing this year as it relates to partnership and business, even friendship. And Proverbs the 23rd chapter, 1-7 verse says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man or woman given to appetite. Amen. Being tempted. Be careful. Be careful of what your desires are. And you must remember what the Word of God says. All that's in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So when you go and sit with a ruler or have communion or fellowship or whatever, you better consider what's before you. And he said, put a knife to your throat if you've been given to appetite. And that's why we have to be grateful and thankful for our portion. Amen. And grow in grace and know that that which God has for us for his promise is going to be fulfilled. He said, I wish above all that thou prosper be in health, even as your soul prosper. So the key is going to be, again, God's grace. Amen. Now he says, be not desirous of his or her dainty, for they are deceitful meat. He says, labor not to be rich, cease from thy own wisdom. He said, wilt thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? that which I have not purposed for you, that which is not my will. He said, for riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. He said, eat not the bread of him that had an evil eye. And what does 2020 represent? Vision, sight. Amen. Eat not the bread of him or her that had an evil eye. He said, neither desire that thou his or her dainty meat. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. He said, eat and drink, said the Lord. Eat and drink, said he, to thee, but his heart is not with thee. And that's a big wall. That's a big wall. That's a setup right there. So you have to be careful making sure that people that you're around, people you're in covenant with, are really for you. And again, what does the evil eye represent? Jealousy. Jealousy. And the Word of God said, jealousy is cruel as the grave. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. When someone is jealous of you, they will do anything because their eye is evil. So don't desire their dainty. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Know and discern what they're baiting you with. And again, you can't be hasty to get rich and focus on just riches because oftentimes it brings a snare. I also included Psalms 141, the third through the first, fourth verse, where the Psalms were saying, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips, incline my heart to anything evil, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainty. So we really have to be careful again, in Christ, not just in this year, just being the sheep of his pasture, how to watch and pray and to govern ourselves. And that's going to start by checking what's in you. Amen. Now, the thing that I love about what he was saying about this month that is celebrating trees, celebrating the paradise of God, is understanding that he's speaking to his bride, being the husbandman. Amen. And again, this focus of his Shekinah glory that's going to lead us forth, that's going to illuminate us, that's going to propel us forward, that's going to blast those things that are not of him, that emanate from the darkness. He said, again, it's going to come by he that overcometh. And I wanted to just touch on Revelation, the 21st chapter, the 7th through the 12th verse, because he gave me this about, again, the bright and morning star, identifying true stars that are of him, not of the world. Because, again, the glory of man is one thing, the glory of God is another. And as Jesus said this, he said, behold, you have the reward already. So, you know, you have to understand and be able to discern those who have the reward already. You know, and they have nothing else coming as it relates to Jesus. And he also said, watch and pray, because some will try to come and want to have part with you. And he said, the wicked one coming, and he has nothing in me. So you have to be aware that people will be attracted to your glory, be attracted to the presence of God upon you. And you have to be able to know, those who feel like they are beaming and shining too. You got to know, okay, yeah, you beaming and shining, but you ain't beaming and shining according to God's glory. So you have to, again, be able to identify that. Now, he said that he that overcometh shall inherit all things. All things. Shall inherit all things. Not have the elbow, use status, and all this other worldly stuff to be recognized. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son and be my daughter. but the fifth unbelieving and the abominable murderers, the whoremongers, sorcerers, and the adulterers, all liars, have their part in the lake of fire, which burn with brimstone, which is the second death. He goes on to say, and there came unto me the second angel, which had seven vials full of seven plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. But you must remember, everything that God does, he does by us, what, being faithful to him. Amen. Being the womb of God. Hallelujah. Being the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And again, this is a woe and a warning to be, again, to be able to identify the true bride of Christ from the great mother of harlots and the beast that she ride upon. Amen. And this last day, that the beast she ride upon is of course, filthy lucre, but it's also media. And media is wonderful. I use it. But when it's used in a way for self-glorification, and it's used in a way where it's not glorifying and depicting what it actually is based on what a person is portraying, and it's something totally different when you pull back the layers and an onion and God show you what it really is, that can be dangerous. So, again, he will show us. He will take us away in the spirit. He will reveal those things to us. And that's why this is what he's saying here. I will show you thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He said he carried me away in the spirit. God will show you these things. He will open your eyes to these things by the spirit, by elevation. This is why he said he took me to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So God has a lot of things that he wants to show you and avail to you in this coming year. The word of God says, eyes have not seen me, the ears have heard me, that has entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but it's revealed by his spirit. So we know it. I know it. I can see it. And Revelation speaks of that, how God took John in the spirit. Although he was confined to the island of Patmos, he was able to see spiritually what God was saying. And that's the same thing that we're doing. We're receiving by the Spirit of God, by elevation, by promotion, by overcoming, and all those things. And again, he talks about having the glory of God and the bride having her light. Hallelujah, that shines brightly. That's like unto the stones, most precious, and 12 stones, the 12 gates. We're speaking of his authority, 12 tribes, which is, by the way, why the Mezerah is this. The Mezerah was birthed from the 12 tribes of Judah and their personalities, representing Abraham's seed. So that's one thing I so love about understanding the Mezerah and the constellations, is that it speaks of their personalities. And when you know what tribe you are, or whether you're not of that tribe, the Mezerah can work for you. And that's one of the things that I was really praising God for, in understanding the personalities of the Mezerah and its constellation, which, again, is under Aquarius. Man. Now, let me skip down to where I talked about the number 11. Again, this is given to those who he foreknew, he predestinated to become conformed into his image of his dear son, who he's given all power and authority to in the earth realm, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these who he predestined, which is me and you, he also called. And whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. Hallelujah. So my justification, my glorification is in him, is in you. And because of this, we're blessed. Amen. And because of this, we have counsel. Amen. Jesus said, you know the way because I showed you. And you walk in the way, which is straight and narrow, not broad. And so that's why I included Psalms, the first chapter, the first to third verse, where he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it do he meditate day and night. He shall be planted by the rivers of living waters, that shall bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, but whatsoever he shall do, shall prosper. Amen. That's establishment. Hallelujah. That's being set up by God, being planted where he puts you. Now, quickly, I'm going to go to the Mazel that speaks of the Aquarius, which is the Deli. And Deli, the root word of Deli or Deli means to lift up or arise. And I want to include Psalms 10 through 12, where the psalmist says, arise, O Lord God, lift up your hand, forget not the humble. Amen. So, again, the way to being lifted up is humility. Amen. He said, pride go before destruction, the Holy Spirit will fall. And he that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Amen. And the thing that I love about this Mazel that we're in now under the constellation of Aquarius is that it speaks to, again, water and that which is being poured out. Amen. And, again, that's what the Lord said, that he'll do for us. Amen. When he gave me John chapter 38 verse, when he said that he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall live the river of water. Now, my time is about to expire, so I'm going to quickly wrap this up by touching on the prophetess Anna, because the tribe that celebrates this month is Asher, which means rich food. And I want to include Anna in this prophetical alignment because she, in her dedication, fulfilled and was the first person to fulfill the tribe of Astra's essence by her faithfulness. Amen. And by her arms and by her dainties. Amen. And witnessing Christ's dedication and circumcision of the eighth day, which is a new beginning, which represents cutting away of that which is not needed. Amen. And again, the tribe of Asher represents, and his name means happiness. Hallelujah, happiness. And so I'm really excited to declare that as I close this prophetic will alignment for February, is that I pray that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that you will have happiness, that the table of the Lord will stay spread, and you keep the feast of the Lord going on. Amen. And more important, that he prepared it. He's preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and that your cup will always run over. Amen. I pray your dedication, your faithfulness unto the Lord always. And I'll be back at different times in February to share more with you. But I just want to get this prophetic alignment released to you and declare the blessings of God upon you and pray that you get aligned with what the universe is saying to you and your house and your heart, and wish you peace, blessings, and much joy. With that, I bid you peace and love. And again, we are trees of righteousness, and you shall know them by their fruit. Amen. Praise the Lord, and I will see you soon. Take care. Love ya.